Just update on the injuries. Shea McClellan, knee, did not participate today. Bruce Gaston did not participate. He's ill. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder limited. Patrick Omame, ankle limited. Matt Slauson, knee and shoulder limited. Antrel Roll, ankle was limited. And then Hronas Grasu tweaked his neck. He was limited. Any questions?
John, when you look at the pressure the Vikings created Sunday against the Lions, what strikes you about the number of different ways they attacked?
I think it's something Jim's done for a long time. Even when he's at Cincinnati, it's called a mug look. They walk the backers up, and they got a combination of bringing four from strong, weak, however you want to look at it, free safety slash nickel. I think Detroit at one point or another struggled with that a little bit, but it's something they've done for some time now.
Adrian Peterson look like the same back that he's always been to?
Yeah, he did. I think they struggled a little bit in their opener. Not just him, I think a little bit as a football team, but I think he's been pretty impressive since that point. He's a guy that's you can contain him for 30 of his runs, and then his last five are the ones that get you, or he'll get an explosive in there somewhere, and that's that's his capabilities. He's a great player.
Does North Turner's offense look the same as it typically does?
There's some semblance of it. We go pretty far back, even when he was at Washington. And so he's been in the league for a minute, and but there you can tell that it's a North Turner offense for sure.
Among the big play wide receivers you've coached over your career, what makes Alshon unique?
Again, size I think's big. The catching radius. He's able to separate with his length, which, a lot of your big-time guys have that ability. That's probably the biggest thing. He's got deceptive speed because of that length, and, he's a good ball getter.
And does a 4-3 make it any easier, harder in defending an explosive running back like Peterson? Does that make any difference?
Not really. As I've mentioned many times when we've been in conversations about the two defenses, a lot of the spacings are the same. Sometimes your personnel is a little bit unique and different, but all in all, it's the same fronts as far as the way people line up and how they both run, defend, and pass defend.
John, how impressed have you been with what Stephon Diggs has been able to do over the past couple weeks? He's kind of burst onto the scene a little bit.
He's really come on. I mean, he was a guy that, I think was hurt a couple of years, earlier in his career. So I think maybe that's why he wasn't as well known or pushed up as far as really he's showing now in the draft. And, I've been very impressed with him. He's runs good routes. He comes out of breaks and has good transition. He's got good deep speed. So he's a guy that's kind of gotten better every week.
John, relative to all the concerns you have about your team, how much of a concern is it to practice on a wet surface like today when you've had as many injuries as you've had? Do you feel like that's any kind of a risk?
Every time you play football, it's a risk. It's that kind of game. But those are conditions that we might see. We might see them Sunday. I know it's not in the report this early, but I've been around long enough to know that can change quickly. So a lot of it's practicing conditions, the wet football, the center quarterback exchanges, just passing the ball. Sometimes to me, I think that outweighs the risk injuries or the risk concerns.
John, since losing two of your front three or front four starters on defense, are these guys going to all be given opportunities? Are you looking at, best man step up? I mean, how do you see filling those two holes?
I think really, Peggy, it's competition, and our guys compete against each other. And when you can have, that kind of culture, that kind of environment, I think it makes you a better football team overall. Sometimes, injuries are part of that. It's the next man up, next man up. I know you guys get sick of hearing it, but it's really true. It's that, when this guy goes down, you got to go in and basically you're one play away from being a starter all the time, any position on the field. So when you have that mindset and that mental toughness, I think it helps you as a football team because it makes you compete.
A couple more of being a coach game.
As far as you've been talking about North Turner and Peterson, this year Peterson runs for 130 and the Vikings win twice. teams hold them to 60 and 90 yards and the Vikings still win. Are they a different team now than they used to be when they were so Peterson-centric? I mean, are they able to win without him?
Well, I think Mike's and their organization done a good job. They're a young football team. They've got young talent. They got a second-year quarterback. You know, we talked about Diggs as a, you know, rookie receiver. So it's a team game. I know Adrian's a great player, and people, you know, recognize, you know, his accomplishments and what he's done. But, you know, they're playing good in all three phases. They've won some close games. You know, where they get turnovers on defense, they make something happen in a kicking game, and as well as offense. So, you know, it's a three-phase game, and ultimately it's, you know, kind of the ultimate of team games, and they played good team football.
Yeah, when you see guys like Mike Zimmer, like Norv, who you've competed against for so long in so many different situations, personal juices get flowing a little bit better, a little bit more, or is it just another Sunday?
It's all those wrapped into one. You know, it's kind of what we do and, you know, how you line up. But, you know, you don't do this at this level and not be ultra competitive. And that goes, you know, with players and coaches.
John, given the output of the offense 2 weeks ago in Detroit, what were you most encouraged by in that effort?
We did score 34 points. You know, it's our highest total of the year. You know, obviously it was important to get guys like Alshon and Eddie Royal back into the mix. So that's one area. You know, we just have a lot of different areas to improve at, and even off of that game, things to improve on. So I think the longer we're with the players are with us, you know, we have a better understanding of each other, and hopefully that'll improve moving forward.